Bird Rhythms is brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders. We are celebrating the Year of the Bird. This is Carol Harding. Hear that? That's our bird of the month for February, the rock sandpiper. Rock sandpipers are shorebirds that overwinter in Homer and can number sometimes in the thousands. This hardy bird winters further north than any other shorebird in North America. Ice that forms on their feet and legs is no problem with their specialized metabolism. They can be seen feeding on marine worms, insects, and small mollusks in Mud Bay and other beaches. At high tide, they can be seen roosting along the inner bank of the Homer Boat Harbor. The area below the Harbor Master's building is a great place to look. It's fun to watch them resting, milling about, murmuring to each other, bathing. These plump birds are medium-sized shorebirds about the size of a robin, grayish in color, with a heavily spotted chest, black bill, and greenish-yellow legs. Blending in perfectly with the rocks, they can often be difficult to spot. When the spring migration occurs in mid-April, most of our rock sandpipers depart to their breeding grounds in western Alaska, the Alaska Peninsula, and the Aleutian Islands. Last August on this program, we answered a few frequently asked questions, giving some information about what to do if you find a sick or injured bird, where to report birds with deformed bills, plus some feeder cautions during bear season. If you missed it, that information is on our website, KachemakBayBirders.org. Another question we often hear is, why are there so many bird species one year, but hardly any, or maybe none, the next? People often wonder why some years there are so many pine siskins, or red poles, or waxwings, but then the next winter almost none are seen. For example, white-winged crossbills are a usual sighting on this side of the bay, and red crossbill sightings are unusual. But not this year. Red crossbills have been reported everywhere, and no one has seen a white-winged crossbill for a long, long time. This phenomena is called eruptive, meaning a sudden surge of birds into an area where they are not typically found. The most common cause for bird eruptions is a lack of food. Other causes include harsh weather that may force birds to find more mild wintering grounds, or overbreeding that may deplete food supplies. Snowy owls would be a great example of this. When there are too many, while migrating south, the juveniles spread out, and many are seen in eastern part of the U.S. and much further south than normal. Every once in a while, someone asks, why is that bird partially white? Or what are the blotches on that bird? Sometimes birds have white splotchy patches or appear very washed out and pale, often looking like a totally different species, making identification difficult. In Homer, we sometimes see American robins, fox sparrows, and northwestern crows looking like this, although it can happen to any species. The term for this condition is leucistic, a genetic condition where there is a partial loss of pigmentation. These strange-looking species are able to breed, and we get many reports every summer in Homer of leucistic birds seen collecting food for their young. There are very, very occasionally albino birds that are completely white with pink eyes, but this is totally different condition having to do with enzymes. So remember, when you're out on the spit, look around for those rock sandpipers at high tide in the harbor or feeding in Mud Bay in lower tides. And if you're lucky enough to get close, you may even hear them talking to each other.
Bird Rhythms is brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders. We have meetings and birding trips once a month, plus many more activities. Check out the upcoming events and complete information about our Bird of the Month on our website, KachemakBayBirders.org. All events are free and open to the public. This is Gary Lyon for Kachemak Bay Birders. And remember, every day is a great day to bird.